Let's return now to the Bay of Plenty, where a rescue operation is underway following an eruption on White Island at 2:11 this afternoon that sent a plume of ash and steam 12,000 feet into the air. Around 50 people were on or around the island at the time of the explosion, and at least 20 have been injured. Several of them are believed to be critical. Checkpoint can confirm tonight a group of tourists from the Ovations of the Seas cruise liner were on White Island at the time of the explosion. The group had travelled from Tauranga and their ship will remain docked there overnight whilst it works with authorities to determine how many passengers are still missing. A police press conference is due to begin at Parliament in a few minutes at around 6:30. Now, we'll stay on air and go there live, but first let's go to our reporter, Andrew McRae, who's just arrived in Whakatane. Andrew, what is the latest where you are?
Hi, Lisa. I'm at the near the Whakatane boat ramp, which is next to a small wharf halfway between the mouth of the river and the main Whakatane wharf. And it's where the people have been brought back from the island. There are a couple of boats tied up here. We look like fishing boats. There have been a number of ambulances coming and going in the last sort of 20 minutes. And just as I arrived, a Westpac rescue helicopter took off from a field right next to the boat ramp. So it's sort of a triage centre. It appears to be winding down slightly. There are less ambulances than there were, and one of the boats has already moved off. So it appears from this angle that anyone who has been brought back from the island by boat is already here and either taken to a hospital by helicopter or by ambulance.
What do we know about the types of injuries and where people are being taken?
We don't know exactly where they're going. The helicopters in this area can go anywhere, Rotorua, Tauranga, Whakatane Hospital itself, or further afield to Waikato, or, of course, up to Auckland and Middlemore. Depends on injuries. We believe, of course, injuries are more likely than not to be burns-related, perhaps. Also, I guess, being injured by flying debris, that sort of thing. We just don't know for certain where they're going, but it appears that the majority of those who have been brought back have been taken to a hospital.
And what do we know about the level of resources involved here, who's involved in this rescue operation? And presumably some of them people are unaccounted for, so it is a search and rescue operation.
Well, that's right. From this angle, we are cordoned off. We can't get too close to the actual centre of activity here. Certainly a lot of police vehicles, ambulances, regional council, the helicopters, of course, fire engines, fire appliances. So it looks like a full emergency response to this basically ongoing event.
And what do we know about what actually happened on the island and who was there this afternoon?
Well, as far as we know, there were 50 people on or near the island. A lot of them appear to be, from what you just said before, tourists from the ship berthed in Tauranga. So most of the people we would expect to go out on these tours would be tourists, and they go out either by helicopter from various places, Tauranga or Whakatane, or on a couple of boats that go from here at the Whakatane Wharf. So we can presume they were mainly tourists, but I guess they had guides with them as well. So just who's been injured, who hasn't been injured, we're yet to find out.
And can you describe a bit of, well, the wharf area that you are at, what is happening there right now?
Well, as I said, it appears to be winding down. The last of the ambulances is just leaving. There's a number of the members of the public just watching from the cordon, a number of media, of course. The two fishing boats that brought the people back from the island are still moored at the wharf. In the distance across from the heads, you can see White Island, and it's clear out there. There's a large plume of either smoke or steam still billowing out from what appears from this angle would be the southern end, and the wind appears to be blowing that way as well. It looks like sort of white, steamy, greyish colour, and from what I hear from people who saw it earlier on, it has certainly lessened to what it was at 11 minutes past 2 when it erupted.
The two boats that are there that we believe brought back people from the island, did they go to their rescue or were they already out at White Island with these tourists and sightseers?
Don't know that for sure, Lisa. They're fishing boats, so a good chance they were possibly out there fishing. They wouldn't have been involved with the actual tourists because as far as I can see, they look like fishing boats. I can't 100% guarantee that, but they do have large fishing rods on the side and buoys, which you normally throw out when you put nets out. One, I think, is definitely a fishing boat. The other one may not be. It's called looking at the name on the back, it's Blue Kim Ocean, it's called. So it may well be a tourist boat, whereas the grey one, the silver one, looks a bit older. And I would say pretty certain that is a fishing boat.
And we know that there is, actually, I'm going to interrupt you there, Andrew. We're just standing by for a press conference in Parliament. The police and the head of Civil Defence Emergency Management, Sarah Black, are beginning their press conference and will go live there to the Prime Minister, who is speaking now.
In the Bay of Plenty. The eruption happened at 2:11 today. It continues to be
an... We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time, and I can assure them police are doing everything they can. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs have also stood up their systems to assist with any response required for those further afield. I will be travelling to the area this evening alongside the Minister for Civil Defence, Minister Penny Henare. Our focus is to ensure that police and the National Emergency Management Agency have all of the resources they need. The National Emergency Management Agency is leading the response, and an active police search and rescue operation is underway. I do want to hand over now, though, to Sarah Stewart-Black, who is the Director of Civil Defence Emergency Management of the National Emergency Agency, and John Timms, who is our Deputy Police Commissioner, to give an update on the situation and the information that we have to hand. Sarah.
Thank you. Our thoughts are with everyone affected by today's eruption at White Island, and our immediate priority is helping those people. The New Zealand Police are running the search and rescue operation and can certainly speak to that, but the National Emergency Management Agency Coordination Centre is activated, and we're working to assess the situation and coordinate any required government resources. The National Emergency Management Agency, together with the Bay of Plenty Civil Defence Emergency Management Group, is leading the response. We do not expect this event to have any significant impacts for the people on the North Island at this time. If the situation changes, we will communicate this. GNS Science have advised that ashfall appears to be confined to the island, and they do not expect more than a minor amount of ash to reach East Cape in the coming hours. I ask that the people in Whakatane and the Bay of Plenty continue to follow any instructions from local authorities and the police.
Also, our thoughts are with the families today. Firstly, we initially believed that there were 100 people on or near the island. We now know that there is fewer than 50. Some of these people have been transported to shore. However, there is a number still remaining on the island who are currently unaccounted for. I can confirm there is one fatality. And based on information we have, there's likely to be more. A number of injured people have been transported to Whakatane Hospital and Mirawa Hospital. Emergency services are working to ensure the safety of everyone involved, including rescue staff. We are working at a pace to confirm the numbers of these involved. At this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island. The island is currently covered in ash and volcanic material. We are taking expert advice with regards to the safety of any rescue attempt. We will provide more details as they come to hand. Thank you.
Happy to take questions, John and Sarah. Any questions?
You anticipate when you might be able to, when police and rescue services, when police and rescue services might be able to reach the island?
As I said, we're taking advice on that. We're assessing it currently, so I can't say exactly when, but we know the urgency to go back to the island.
How many people do you think that are still on the island?
What I can say is there's been 23 taken from the island, and we're unclear about the numbers that are left on the island.
There are at least 27 people potentially still on the island?
Potentially.
How have you confirmed one fatality but not more?
That is one of the persons that were rescued from the island, so I can confirm that there's been one fatality.
Do you have any communication with anyone on the island?
No.
Is the deceased a New Zealander or a tourist?
Unsure at this stage, but there were a number of tourists on the island, as you're aware.
Do you have any way of normally contacting people on the island or tracking who goes and doesn't go there?
From my understanding is that some of the tourists are from a cruise ship, so we should have a list of people that left the cruise ship and potentially on the island. So there's ways for us to have that list confirmed.
Are you able to see where those people are on the island?
GNS have cameras, but obviously, as you can imagine, the ash is making it difficult to see with any clarity or distinction.
Those cameras, which was quite some distance away from where the eruption took place, was taken out of action. What does that say about the scale of the eruption? What do you know about the scale of the eruption?
So GNS are assessing the situation at the moment, but I haven't had information to confirm whether or not the cameras are still operating on the island. That's something we can look into.
Do you know about the scale and the impact of the eruption?
We actually have somebody from GNS here. Ken, can I ask you just to come up maybe and give us a sense very quickly about the scale? Dr. Ken Gledhill.
I didn't take my protein.
It was not a particularly big eruption, as said. It was kind of almost like a throat-clearing kind of eruption, and that's why material probably won't have made it to mainland New Zealand or won't make it to mainland New Zealand. It went up about 12,000 metres into the sky, and so on the scheme of things, for volcanic eruptions, it's not large, but if you are close to that, it is not good.
What is the risk of a secondary eruption?
We think mainly that what White Island does is clear its throat. It's showed increased activity for the last few weeks, and so we raised the alert level. But it looks like mostly they'll have an eruption like this, and then there'll be a period of quiescence, and that's what kind of is happening at the moment. It has quietened down, but we can't be certain there won't be another eruption in the next 24 hours.
Minister, can I ask, given that there had been heightened activity and the alert level had been raised, should people have been allowed to visit?
Again, you'll appreciate that in this moment in time, the absolute focus needs to be the search and rescue operation, and that's something that we want to allow the police, with the best evidence and information available, to be able to focus on that. Look, there will be a time and a place to undertake further assessments now. We have to focus on allowing the police to do their job and focus on those who were in the vicinity of the island at the time.
What are the key risks that are preventing emergency services from getting to the island? Is it the risk of another eruption? Is it the smoke? Is it the ash?
Understanding is that there's a range of factors. Police will be factoring in the risk of further eruption, ash, and the ability to access the island, and of course the issue, which is a consistent factor of gas.
Patients who have been transported so far, what type of injuries do they have?
Most of them have some sort of burns.
How many have injuries?
I'm not 100% sure. Like I said, there was 23 people rescued from the island.
And the person who died, were they dead when they were taken off the island?
I'm not sure. I won't be commenting on that anyway.
Do you have any details of man, woman?
No, I won't be commenting yet.
Okay, I'll just take a couple more questions. You obviously respect that we want to allow the police to do their job and focus on the search and rescue operation. Toba.
Have you contacted any of the embassies or high commissions of the foreign nationals?
Not at this point, because we're anticipating the need for MFAT to be involved and deployed. We've already stood them up ready to assist. Obviously, as has already been said, awaiting passenger manifest to be able to determine a little bit more information. But MFAT are well experienced on issues like this. and we have them at the ready. Okay, I'll take a last question.
Are you saying that it's likely that there's 27 people could be dead or injured on this island?
I can't comment on numbers. That's something that I leave to the police. Obviously, as I've stated, that we don't have a full clarity at this point, and you'll understand why we're loath to get into speculation.
Are they all from the cruise ship?
And that was the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern wrapping up that press conference at Parliament. Just to recap, the police have confirmed that one person is dead following the eruption on White Island. They believe around 50 people were on that island. 23 have been brought back to the mainland. So 27 people remain unaccounted for and are likely to be on the island. The police will not comment on how many other fatalities there could be, but say, given the injuries and the numbers unaccounted for, it is likely there will be further fatalities. It is too dangerous at the moment for police and rescue services to go on to the island. The police say they continue to take advice when they will be able to do that. And the Prime Minister is travelling to the area this evening with the Civil Defence Minister, Pene Henare.